So Psalm 36, 7, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Now, it's kind of late for me to make this announcement in this meeting, but this is what I wrote in my notes. It's river time. Praise the Lord. God got ahead of us today. So, you know, when I was young, back when I was a child, you know, we didn't have cell phones and arcades and things like that, but we went down to the river for fun. We went down to the river, Papa, Mama, and all of us. We went down to the river, and we'd have Easter after church. We'd go to church, then we'd go to a place called Poppy's down on the Guadalupe River. And I don't know if that was the man's name, but he'd give us permission to go down there on the Guadalupe. Now it's a big tubing place down there. You'd know right where it is. But we'd go down there and fish and swim and hunted Easter eggs and, you know, had little baskets and all that. We just have a ball. And we did that. For fun, we would go to a place called Blue Hole in Wimberley. There's a beautiful place. You know it? You know it? Blue Hole in Wimberley. So we'd go over there. We'd go to Wimberley for the rodeo and we'd go swimming in the Blue Hole. Amen. And so that's what we did for fun. And then Canyon Lake was our lake, because we were from San Marcos. And so we haul the boats up there and go skiing. And so we're always playing on the water. You know, when the river is full, people go to the river. They crowd the river. They play on the river. They float the river. They swim the river. They have fun. I learned to swim in the San Marcos River. They had pools all over the place. Not me. I'd go to the San Marcos River. I was a little kid and I'd get in one ladder and I'd just let the water take me and I'd try to paddle and try to swim till I got to the next, ladder. And that's how I learned how to swim. And, you know, my mother did and my whole family, we were on the San Marcos River. It's a beautiful place. And so rivers are very important to us. And spiritual rivers are very important to the kingdom of God. And we can enjoy those rivers just like we have enjoyed the rivers, the natural rivers. The verse there said that you could be satisfied with your house and that you could drink from the river, that you could enjoy it. Now, in the case of the house is the house of God. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, this is a fat house. We feast here. Yes. We feast in Victory Church.
Yes.
Now I want to say something to you, which probably preach it to the choir, but I'm going to say it anyway, just in case you need to hear this. Somebody might. This is a bad time to move away from the house.
Yeah.
This is a bad time to move away from the body of Christ. It's a bad time to move away from anything that's going on with God. So if the enemy's tempting you with any thought to go out and be on your own, this is a good time to say no to the enemy, because we are about to plunder the enemy. And you want to be on the side of the glory. So important that you don't get out there and become the Lone Ranger. You're going to miss a glorious time if you do. Now, the Lord told me that. The Lord told me to say that. And here's what he said to me in the exact words. For those who stay, there will be great grace. For those who will not, they will lose their place. So don't lose your place.
Amen.
Don't lose your place in where you are. That doesn't mean he doesn't love people and doesn't, you know, do what he can for people. But you don't want to have to jump in later.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was free. I just want to tell you that. Now, this is what I want to tell you. Besides that, the river is in the house, which is too late for me to tell you. You already know that. But the river's in the house. The glory is here. In the days that we're in, now I'm going to say this one way, but walk with me, okay? It's so important to separate being of the world, okay? The world system. And to work in our system, the kingdom of God. Amen. When you were born again, you became new creatures in Christ. And you became citizens of heaven. And we have a kingdom. So we do our business. Listen to me. We do our business for and from heaven. We have certain spiritual rights and anointings and the blessing of God on our life that cause things to work different in this earth. Where I would not tell you to pull yourself away from the world itself because you're of it, but you're in it, but you're not of it. It's kind of like being in the pool, right? You're not of the pool. You're just in the pool, right? So, because we as the church, we need to go after those seven mountains.
Yes.
Amen. I don't have time to preach on that, but Lance will tell you about that. Amen. So, we need to understand though that we as citizens of heaven, that we're not alone. And so we aren't here. Get this out of all your thinking. You're not here to just do the best you can. You're not here to do the best you can. Well, I'm just going to try to do the best. God's not asking for that. He's not asking for that at all. We're here in power and authority. And we have a guide. See, we're told over in Matthew 6:33 to seek the kingdom of God. We're to seek the kingdom of God. And what did he say? Everything else is going to be added to you if you see. What's everything? Well, I think if we go look that up, you're going to find out it's everything. Amen. So we seek being right, or God's being right, his ruling and his reigning. In other words, we're to do it his way. And we have help doing it his way. Total help. So we don't just have to figure it out. We don't have to figure it out. We just have to seek. And there is a difference. I found that out for sure this week. Luke 12:32 says, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So we don't have to have any fear as we're walking through doing what we're doing right now. It's Father's good pleasure to manifest the kingdom here on earth for us and with us. Amen. So you can get the answers through the Spirit of God, who, as LaDonna just said to us, is right there on the inside of you. That well is right there on the inside of you. His wisdom is right there on the inside of you. He knows the things of the Spirit. He knows the plan, and he will let you know. In the past, the church separated from the world and mostly did their own thing. Yeah? Out of somehow that separation of church and state got messed up. They misunderstood the meaning of that. But as it did, enemies moved in. The devil brought thoughts to the minds of many. He influenced people and their fleshly desires and in certain directions. And then the world came in and normalized those thoughts and those behaviors. And then the church woke up. Mm-hmm. We're waking up right now.
Yes, we are.
Amen. And the church knows who they are, most of us, and what their part is in the world. Well, maybe I shouldn't say most of us, but we're on the way. We need to know our part. And you know, there's still spiritual leaders out there who are just government-controlled Pharisees. Ouch. But they're going to come into the light.
Yes.
Is that too hard for y'all?
Nope.
It's just the truth. Some people are not going to give up, quote, their positions or have their positions threatened. But we're going to go with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to stay with us, but I won't change God's will to keep you.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Amen. So our part is not to just separate from what's going on. Our part is to, it's not our part to fight hard with our flesh either.
Right.
Okay? We're not going to fight hard with our flesh. Our part is to be the ecclesia. Our part is to be a governing body. Now, we're not a governing body as we're going to go and do a coup and take over Washington physically, but we are going to spiritually.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Ecclesia means ruling body. It means a body that makes decisions. Mm-hmm. The church just forgot about that for a long time, but we're awake.
Yes.
We're awake. And so the way that, we're going to do that, there's a way to do that. And the way to do that will to be a voice of one crying in the wilderness. We are the John the Baptist of today. That's who we are. Lynn Hammond taught us that a long time ago, many, many years ago. We first started praying with her. We are that voice. So the king is coming. And so we speak to the valleys. We speak to the mountains. We bring them down so the kingdom and the king can come through on level ground.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so right now, as the glory is coming in, which is Jesus coming, the glory is coming in, we need to be using our authority and clearing out the paths. And so that's what we did when LaDonna set up the meeting in San Antonio. We opened a place. Hey, listen, it wasn't loud like we are and as action-packed as we are, but the job got done because of the worshiping people and the words that came forth.
Yes.
We could have whispered something and it would have opened it because it was set up to do. So you don't always have to look for, of course, there's a real charge in the air here, and there was there too. Maybe not everyone was as aware of it as maybe us, but God can do what he wants to do even if you're laying on your back whispering, using your authority. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to use our authority. We want to be that voice. And we want to speak forth with authoritative declarations launched from your spirit. Now, did you just hear me? So I'm not talking about rattling off something that's coming out of your mind. There's no faith in your mind. Faith is in your heart. And so, because we need to do this, we need to be spirit-filled. Word-filled, yes. And we've been talking about that for weeks. Meditate the word. Meditate the word. Get enough word in you. Get enough word in you so you can hear. Do you know how many Christians are walking around right now playing scenarios, or maybe some of you even here, over and over in your mind trying to decide what the will of God is? Over and over. I have to tell you, I've done some of that myself. But it's not necessary because the answer is not going to be here. The answer is going to be here. I had to clear out and walk and start listening to the Lord on some things, and he just started flat out. I was asking him, well, what do you see? And he said, nothing. And I was like, I said, okay. So the next day, I went, what do you see? Nothing. What's he trying to tell me? Stop, back up a little, and listen to the plan. It would behoove us to take our plans and just sit them out here and start asking him afresh. That's just something we have to do periodically.
Yeah.
It's not going to mean that those plans are not going to happen. You're just doing it to make sure you're going the right way, or see if he has a way to take those things and lodge them in somewhere and get them going faster.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Anyway, so that's what I had begun to do. But you're going to have to be, you know, spirit-filled to hear these things, because your spiritual ear, like I said, it's not in your mind. You hear God with your spirit. Now, folks right now will say, well, okay, Pastor, I got spirit filled in 19. Those of you that were born in the 19s. It just amazes me to think that I'll be 90 something years old when Danny's the age for Social Security, you know. It just, but she says, don't worry, Pastor, they probably won't even have that by then. I think we're going to have glory by then. But it just amazes me. But, you know, I mean, you could be sitting here saying, well, I was spirit-filled. I had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I did in 1976, so we'll go there. Well, you know, that's really, really nice that you did. So what you're telling me is you're spirit filled. Are you? Are you spirit filled? Are you spirit? The truth is, at one time you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, but is he full in there? Are you full of the Spirit? Because as Brother Copeland used to tell us, we leak. Because we get involved in the things of the world and we get fleshly sometimes, and so we leak. We're doing things our way. So Ephesians 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The Amplified says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity. Well, that's pretty plain. But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. Well, I didn't want to have to say that. Okay, I'll just obey God.
Amen.
If you drink wine to relax, you're drinking for the wrong reason. People say, well, I just have one glass so that I can relax. Now, it's your life. Drink if you want to. Chew if you want to. Run around with those who do if you want to. It's your life. But I'm just telling you, I learned that from Mac Hammond. I thought it was so smart. He said, if you're doing it to relax, think about what you just said. I need this. If you really liked it for just a taste, okay. But if you're doing it for any other reason, well, that was free. Y'all still love me. I thought that was pretty clever. So in other words, you be full enough of the Holy Ghost that you're relaxed anyway, like I am right now. And no condemnation on anyone. I'm not trying to put condemnation. It's your life. You do what you want to do. But I'm just saying, do what you do when you do it for right reasons. Amen. Don't get hooked on anything. Now, here's the big thing I want you to get out of today. If you are filled, you get the guidance way easier. So how do we do that? Well, the next verse tells you how. Now we just read those. Listen to this. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks. So we have praising, singing psalms, singing songs, worshiping and giving thanks. Making melody with your heart. Always giving thanks for all things, and then be subject to one another out of the reverence for Christ. Praise, worship, thanksgiving, and letting love rule. Okay? Yeah. So here's my point. When you're filled with the Spirit, when you've got neck deep in the river, when you're chin deep in the river can carry you where it wants to take you. Okay, is that right? How many times have you floated the river?
Yeah.
Or when you get in, and remember when you were a kid and they said, come in a little deeper, come in a little deeper, and you're like, ah! You know, and you say, come in a little deeper, and then when your toes stop hitting the bottom and you're dog paddling and all that, but if you were in a river like our rivers, you start going down.
Yeah.
You start drifting down, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the river, being the Holy Ghost, can take you right over to your new property. Right over to your next place where you're going to minister. Right over to whatever. You just, okay, I'm just going to float on down here. Amen. When you're dry, you aren't led as well. You start mixing in your ideas and your feelings. Now, here's a scripture in This is, we used to quote this all the time. Those of you who've been hanging around this for a while, this is a big one for all of us that have been around for a while. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word wait there or wait upon means that you're expecting. Now get this before you go out of here because this is going to change your life. You're expecting. So you're expecting him to answer, to move, to heal, to deliver. Whatever it is you're expecting when you're waiting on the Lord, like we were doing while the girls were psalming, while we were worshiping, we're waiting on the Lord, and things start clearing up when you get into that place. You can surely do that at home. And so what do you do when you begin to praise and worship? Maybe you don't, but you should expect. Now, I'm just going to tell you, when I'm in relationship with someone and I'm going to fellowship with them, I'm expecting them to talk back to me. Right? And so when you worship the Lord, you're expecting him to reciprocate. Amen. You believe he's going to come in and start moving. Now, we saw that this morning as we worshiped and praised the Lord. He began to flow in some healing. He began to open ears. He began to do things. Now it's working in you right now. That's working in you right now. He began to open these things up. It's flowing in you right now. He reciprocated as we worshiped. So we should expect, we shouldn't be, well, you know, we're just going to worship the Lord and then the preaching will come. Sometimes we may worship the Lord and preaching might not even come. So you should just be in the moment, right? Just be in the moment. Now we are word people and we know how God's led us so far, but he has the freedom here to do what he wants to do. And so, you may need to keep your thoughts on the fact that when you're worshiping, you're still hearing. Are you with me? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Praise the Lord. So I think that Paul used be not drunk with wine on purpose because, or be drunk, be filled with the drink of the Spirit. Because now please don't get stuck on the wine part. Okay. Just go on. Some of y'all are going, oh, somebody going to try to make me quit drinking. Forget about it. Amen. You and God can deal with that, okay?
Right.
You know what I think? Find out what God thinks. That's your life, okay? But don't start going, I don't know if they're going to be talking about all that all the time. I don't know if I'm because of... Forget about it.
Amen.
Well, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, I'm still kind of stuck in this one place. And I said, just keep going forward. Keep going forward in the Word. Keep going forward in the Spirit. And God will show you what to do. He'll show you what's a hang up, what is not a hang up. He'll show you what's right for you and he'll move you forward. And you're not going to get any condemnation from here.
Right.
Okay. We're not going to get all up in your business. Okay. Now, but I do think this is the Bible said it, but it's about drinking. So when we praise and worship, we drink. Okay. So, we give to him, he gives us drink. And that's what happened. That's why by the time we got to the part of the service where we're going to release the anointing on people, that he was reciprocating. See? Because we got so high in the spirit, he starts wanting to love back. Let me do something. Let me do something. And then we do that in faith. If you notice how we pray for people, we don't, why I was, one of you, I was saying, now take your hand off the person. That's because of this. So we don't just go, Lord, thank you for healing them. There's no power in that. But if I release my faith, and so we do what we call point of contact. And so we release Feel the difference? Yeah, I did too. And so you release your faith, you release that anointing. So we wanted to all do it at once. That's what we do. But see, that's God reciprocating. And then let me say something to you. While you're worshiping, you may hear your answer. Right in the middle of it, you may hear your answer. Right in the middle of it. Don't do this. Don't do that. Go here. Do this. Change that. I'm helping you. Whatever it is. While you're, expect you to be able to download what he's doing. So it's about drinking. And we drink until we're filled. I hope this is not the part that just gets cut here. Let me just say, it's about drinking in the Spirit. There's no high like the Most High. And so, hey, listen, this kind of sounds like a message from the 70s. Or maybe a soaking message from the 90s. You remember soaking?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of, some of y'all have no idea. But I assure you, your drinking or soaking will bring on the glory. Just like it did in the 70s, just like it did in the 90s when we all did what we called carpet time because we were all passed out on the floor all the time. And then they were flipping the lights in the church like, y'all got to get out. We got to lock up, you know, and we're trying to. Actually, we had the keys, so we had to. Back in, I'm so glad the Lockhart Church had that thick carpet. We were down there. Praise the Lord. But you know, now, are you following me?
Yeah.
Are you with me? So you're filled. Now, Word of Faith people, I don't think liked the word soaking so much. And I'm okay with it. I don't see a problem with it. It's just being in the presence of God and soaking in the presence. So, you know, they'll get over it. Anyway, but we want to be in his presence. You could turn on some worship music in your truck or at home and just be in his presence and praise the Lord. There, on YouTube, there's a lot of worship music and stuff you can flow in. But I said all that because I wanted to get to this. This, now you know the scripture, the blessing of the Lord makes one, and he adds no sorrow to it or no toil to it. What I just said to you stops the toil. Stops the toil. It'll stop. Whew, it's getting heavy in here. Remember when you were in pain and they gave you a shot? Some of y'all have never had that, but some of us have been to a place where we're in such pain and they gave you a shot or a pill and you went, oh, yeah, I'm better now. You know. Yeah, I haven't hardly ever had that in my life because I've hardly ever had anything, but I had some oral surgery one time and they gave me something called Vicodin or something.
Vicodin.
Yeah, yeah. You're all like, Vicodin, yeah. No. So I had to take it after the surgery because they said, you better take it or you're going to just blow up, you know. And so I took it, and then the next morning I took it, and then when I threw my legs out of the bed, you'll be interested to know this, I looked down at my bed and there's a little alligator that long sitting on my bed. And I never took another one. But you're going to find out that when you get in the glory, the pain's going to start leaving. The toil's going to start leaving. The things are going to smooth out. You're going to start floating down the river and you're going to float right into your house. You're going to float right to your land. You're going to float right past your debt. You're going to float right past all the family situations. You're going to float right past all the habits that have kept you hung up or the fears that have hung you up. You're going to start floating right past that.
Yeah.
Now just think with me about Azusa Street. Think with me about the times when the glory was poured out in America, the other awakenings. What happened? Everybody's habits dropped off. Bars even closed. No fear for you guys. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But I mean, people started really, I mean, it was easy to change your ways. It was easy to come into some integrity. It was easy to come in and be healed. And the glory cloud would come in and the kids would be playing in the glory. And people would come, there would be people that at Azusa Street that would come in on a train a mile away and they would step out of the train and fall flat because of the glory that was a mile away. I have a picture in here in the office of me and Deb and Miss Billy, and we're standing under Azusa Street sign because we went out there at the centennial. But that's a well.
Yeah.
That's a well right there. The places you went.
Yes.
Those are wells. This is a well. San Antonio is a well. Houston is going to open up tomorrow like it never has in the area we're going to. McKinney, Brother Hagin was healed in that town. We're going to go there. We're going to do something there. Amen. This is our job, just like it's Mario's job to go around and have these tent meetings. This is our job. If you're not traveling with us, you're praying with us. You're sending us. And we're going to get these things done. But what's going to happen for us is because we're sowing these seeds, we have an open well right here. We have an open well right. So you need to partake of that. You're like, well, we've had the Holy Spirit. What's new about it now? Because we're in the awakening now. This is a moed. This is a set time. It's going to increase. It's not just going to be, man, that's a church down there. They get some stuff done. Man, they have miracles. I mean, people have been calling us for years. I know y'all know how to pray. And we've seen lots of healings, lots of miracles. Lots of things have happened in the ministry. But we're on the increase, church. We're on the increase now. Multiplied. Things are changing now. You're going to see wave after wave. It's not just our church. There's going to be a lot of places.
Right.
But I'm telling you, we're on the cusp of the greatest time we've ever had. This is our 20th anniversary this year.
Wow.
And we are going to see the blue hole right here. Amen. Gushing up. What'd you say? It shot up like a geyser. Have y'all ever been to Old Faithful? Have you?
Yeah.
Man, you walk up there and that thing shoots out of the ground.
Yep.
And you're like, and it's timed. Did you hear me? You can almost count it. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
You can almost count it when it's going to go off on there.
Yeah.
My niece was so cute. She used to live up there and she told her mom, Sissy, so we went over there to see Old Faithful and we were waiting and we thought, well, while we're waiting, we'll just go get a hot dog and a Coke. And so they go over to the Old Faithful Inn, I guess was right there. And Old Faithful went off while they were gone. Everybody's leaving. So cute. I'm sure they finally saw it, but I mean, let me just tell you, Old Faithful's here.
Yeah.
Old Faithful's here. He is Old Faithful, and he's here. And there's anointings to remove burdens, destroy yokes, come into new places, have favor, change your life. But it's going to be about being filled with the Spirit. And you are actually, if you will worship God in your house, if you will worship God in your car, if you will worship God when you come to church, if you will listen to him, worship God on the tractor, whatever you do, worship God. You're going to find out that you're going to stay filled, and you're going to find out that when you are called upon, when someone needs something, you're going to be right ready there to raise them from the dead. Let me tell you something. You're like, I need power. I need to raise people from the dead. Get in the glory.
Amen.
Now, I want to say this to you as we're rolling down to the end here. How many know Heidi Baker? Know who Heidi Baker is? Okay, so she and her husband have that mission to Africa. I'm going to make it just real short. They toiled and toiled and toiled and toiled for years. They toiled all the time and just trouble over in Africa where they were. And then she went to Toronto. And when she went to Toronto, she got blasted. She's still blasted today. And she got so blasted that, how many days was it? It was days. They had to drag her out of there. And she was days where she was just in the glory of God. She just couldn't hardly do anything. Now, I've seen people, including myself, that for days I'd just be high in the 90s. And just when we had the renewal time, just high all the time. I mean, we had times in our meetings where the Spirit of God would manifest in a spot and people would just walk and remember that? I only knew one other person that had that, and that was Benny Hinn's meetings. You just walk into a spot, boom, people just fall out in that spot and come up different. Well, we're going to have that multiplied. But I'm telling you, when she came out of that and went back to Africa, easy, saturated, moving forward, gliding down that river. And so when she gets ready to do something, she just starts praying. She just starts worshiping. She gets in the glory. Am I right? She gets in the glory, and then God just takes her where she needs to be, and they get what they need. See, God wants to do that. God wants to do that. We're just making it hard by just get in the glory.
Amen.
That's good.
So good.
If we had a big pool here right now, and you were told if I just get in the pool, my life would just be so much easier. She got in the pool.
Yeah.
Would you just do it?
Yes.
So get in.
Yes.
Well, what will people think around me? Well, in this crowd, you don't have to worry.
No.
You didn't worry at the bar. Man, I didn't. I'd dance on the tables or whatever. Do me some country dance. Whatever it was, I did real good for the devil. I can do better for God.
Amen.
I didn't care. See, here's the thing about when you're drunk. I know most of y'all do not know about being drunk. But I do. You don't care.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You don't care.
I'm telling you. Lord have mercy.
Now, it's been many, 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 many years since I've even had any alcohol or anything else, any other substance like that. But I can tell you that in this glory, you don't care. Anybody remember Rodney Howard Brown?
Oh, yeah.
He said he came to, when he did the laughing stuff. Now, what you may not know about him is that he was in South Africa, and he was opening gates for Brother Copeland when he was a kid to get through different lands out there. But so he comes to the Southwest Believers Convention, and he's just seriously preaching. You know how he is, real staunch, and just seriously preaching. And we are cracking up out there. Everybody's just laughing in the joy and laughing in the joy until they're sliding out of their chairs on the floor. Everybody's laughing. And so then they're like, okay, we got to straighten up because we all have to go back to our hotels. Didn't happen. We walk out, and we look at each other in the face and go, and people just fall out on the floor in the hallway. I don't know if you were there then, but I mean, you were just going to be drunk. There was another meeting just like that. And this one lady was in her car and she was weaving on the road a little bit, and the police stopped her, and she didn't think about rolling down the window. She just opened her door for the police officer. And when she did, he fell out in the spirit. He got back up and she didn't get a ticket. These are true stories. I was at these meetings. The glory of God is wonderful. Amen. Wonderful. Praise God. I need for the band to come back up, please. Thank you, Jesus. This is the great awakening. Signs, wonders, miracles. Before we've gone through this evil, while they're going up there, listen to me, don't watch them. Before this evil season started here in America, we heard, in fact, it was Miss Billy Brim, the word of the Lord through her said, there's only one thing that will change America, and it's an awakening to God. And that's where we are, okay? That is absolutely where we are. Now, we know that it's true that we can go, we can have peaceful protest, we can run for office, we can show up at all the city council meetings, we can call our senators, and we can be the Flashpoint Army. And those are all good. Come to Constitution class, all the things that we know need to do as Americans. But it's the glory realm that'll change the world. It is the glory realm that's going to change your life, the glory realm. And the glory has come to us. Your light has to be lit. So understand, we're not going to sit around and wish the glory would show up. We're going to participate with the Spirit of God, and we're going to be filled all the time. And you're going to have the greatest success you've ever had. People are going to see you as a light. You're going to be able to pray and watch miracles happen. You are. You're going to do it. The fivefold will equip you, and you'll do it. I guess I've already said this, but the traveling, the prophetic ministry that we have is we're called to open those wells and those rivers. And we here at this church are going to get a harvest from that. So you can just count on it. Church, God's offering us a river. Y'all can start playing something, please. And if you don't want to get in, it's your choice. If people don't want to get in, it's their choice. There's plenty of places you can go with a few songs and a 20-minute sermon. But it won't be here. It just won't be here. Because we're going to see America be great again. Right now, the nations of the world are crying. They are crying out. And it will be the glory of God that will change them. It will be the glory of God that will break through. Miracles are happening in places of war right now. There's miracles happening. God is going to do it. Think of what you can pray if you're filled. Think of what you can declare if you're filled. Think of what you can give if you're filled. Think of how life is if you're filled with favor. You're filled with goodness. You're filled with glory. You're not ashamed of the gospel. You're not, being shy, being bashful is pride. Just thought I'd throw that in there for y'all, but praise God. We're not ashamed to be people like Miss Pam. Miss Pam, many times she worked EMS, she had to get in there and lay hands on people, pray for people. It's what we do. It's what we do. You're like, well, we need to watch who's around us. Not in those kind of situations. We don't want to go in and overstep our boundaries with people publicly. You don't do that. But on the other side of that, if you're needed, I mean, you don't have to be goofy, but when you're needed, you can get out there. Sometimes you can walk up on somebody and just pray the simplest prayer, release the simplest thing. And because you were filled, because you worshiped God, because you made your connection, their lives can be changed. You receive this today?